Well, hi everyone. Thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through the prophet Micah. And today we are going into chapter 3. Let's hear the word of God now. And I said, "Hear now, O heads of Jacob, and you rulers of the house of Israel. Is it not for you to know justice, you who hate good and love evil, who strip the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones? Who also eat the flesh of my people, flay their skin from them, break their bones, and chop them in pieces, like meat for the pot, like flesh in the cauldron. Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, because they have been evil in their deeds. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets, who make my people stray, who chant peace while they chew with their teeth, but who prepare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore, you shall have night without vision, and you shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them. So the seers shall be ashamed, and the diviners abashed. Indeed, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Now hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equity, who build up Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with iniquity, her heads judge for a bribe, her priests teach for pay, and her prophets divine for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, 'Is not the Lord among us? No harm can come upon us.' Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the temple like the bare hills of the forest." Amen. Thus far the reading of God's word, and may he add his blessing to the reading of it to us. Here we see very hard words regarding the wicked rulers and the prophets of Israel and Judah, and indeed how they have deceived themselves and the people, thinking that, oh, God is with us. Nothing can harm us. Nothing can come against us. Very similar to what we hear for some in Amos and his prophecy, even Hosea, isn't it? Where sin and sinfulness are very deceptive and turn the hearts and minds of men upside down on their heads regarding their true relationship with God while they are bathing in their wickedness. And indeed, as the Lord said, they would cry peace, they would seek to divine, they would seek to have vision, but yet there would be no answer from God. For God is holy and righteous, and God stands against those who are proud and sinful, and gives grace to the humble. Well, praise the God for this very word of his in chapter 3. I hope you have a wonderful day today. Continue to meditate on God's word, I encourage you, and join me next time as we continue in Micah chapter 4. God bless you.